Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner, today's very special guest. She's been with us before, and we are so glad to have her back. Judy Brook, the Director of International Student Scholar Services at Florida Tech. Welcome back, Judy.
Good morning, Wes. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And excellent to be talking about the February the 22nd event that is always exciting, and it's our 8th Annual International Festival, Saturday, February the 22nd, noon to 5. Tell us all about it.
Well, for those of you who have not attended before, this is indeed our 8th festival. It is an annual event here on campus. As you know, Florida Tech is a highly diverse campus. We have students from over 100 countries from around the world, and this is our day where we get to share our wonderful diversity with the community. So it's your opportunity to come out on campus and attend our festival. It is a free festival. We have an afternoon full of activities, including a performance or several performances. In fact, we have this year a total of 18 separate performances scheduled from noon to 5. The schedule is on our website, so if you'd like to come check the order of events, you can do so. And, of course, it is opened by our own faculty-led rock and roll band, Twitchy.
Twitchy, yes, yes.
So come on out and see the show. In addition, of course, we have our cultural displays where we have all our different student organizations as well as external community organizations who participate. And there's going to be 22 of those.
And this is an event, isn't it, Judy, that has just really grown over the years and flourished?
It has indeed, as our international student population has grown and as the community has learned of Florida's and Tech's wonderful diversity. So every year we see more and more participation. We have, I should mention too, of course we have food, which is the only thing you'll have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 8 different food vendors. And this year we have a wonderful new program for children, which I wanted to talk about. Again, all free, face painting, the usual activities for kids. But we also have a new program called Passport to Culture, where we will give anybody who's interested their own Florida Tech passport, and you can take your little passport to each cultural display, learn about that particular culture, and you will get a little stamp, which you can then take back and get a prize.
Oh.
So it's a wonderful new program called, very popular, Passport to Culture. We've developed that this year. I think the kids will love it.
And this event is so popular with the kids. So moms and dads and grandma and granddads and aunts and uncles, bring the kids and let them experience International Festival. It is, of course, Saturday, February the 22nd on the campus of Florida Tech at the Pantherium, just off Country Club Drive, noon to 5 p.m., completely free. Who should we thank this year?
I'd like to thank first and foremost the committee, which is a university-wide committee. It's a large event, and thank you all of them. There are too many people to name, but thank you for that, as well as all of the hard work, of course, that's been done by our students in pulling this together, and the support of our good president, Dr. Catanese, of course. So thank you, all of you, and thank you for the community for your continued support and coming out every year, of course.
Florida Tech's 8th Annual International Festival, Saturday, February the 22nd, noon to 5 p.m.